If a boy has same color hair and eyes as his father and the shape of his nose, you say he...
Well, he has similarities of his father.
If you had, if he acquires mannerisms and behavior of his father, you might say he
takes after his father.
Okay, and in terms used disapprovingly, as if he's acquiring his father's bad habits, what would you say that any other way?
Oh, he's just like his father.
If a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up, you say she has
raised her children.
Okay. To a naughty child, you say you're going to get a
whipping.
Do you ever call that anything else?
Sometimes spanking, usually so whipping.
Okay, what else? Is there a difference in spanking and whipping? Would you rather have a spanking or a whipping?
A spanking.
What's the difference?
Spanking, you're liable to get spanked and talked to. But a whipping, you know you're going to get it.
Oh, have you ever had a blistering?
Few times.
Did your mother use that word? You gonna get a...
Well, not that way. She used it something similar to that. But
what about switching?
Yeah, she says, I've heard it, but my mother's never used it. Usually it's a whooping or a whipping or whatever.
Mm-hmm. What about thrashing?
Never. It's always a whooping. I don't get off that light.
A whipping is the worst form that you can get then.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob did what? A lot in 1 year.
He grew a lot.
Okay, you say to him, you certainly have
grown a lot in the past year.
Okay. Your brother's son is called you.
My brother's son.
Mm-hmm. Byron's baby is called your
nephew.
A child that's lost its father and mother is called?
An orphan.
A person appointed to look after an orphan is its?